Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and we're up to Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph. So we know that there is such a concept of Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, where you exchange the Ma'aser Sheni for money. But you can't just like exchange $1,000 of Ma'aser Sheni for a quarter. You need to exchange it for the actual value of the Ma'aser Sheni. And sometimes you even need to be Mosif Chomesh when you're above the Ma'aser Sheni. So we're going to have to talk about how exactly do we evaluate what the real value is of the Ma'aser Sheni. So Amalek Peres Ma'aser Sheni. If let's say you take Ma'aser Sheni fruit and you bring it from a place where the fruit is very expensive to a place where it's much cheaper, sometimes different market conditions in different places will yield different prices for the very same item in two different places. Or you bring it from a place where it's very cheap to a place where it's very expensive. So Podeu Kishar Makomo. Then you are Poda it for the market price where you are right now, meaning wherever you're going to do the Pidyon. That's what determines the market price. If it's the fruit is in one place and the money is in another place, so that's an interesting shaila. But pashtus is that it should go by the makom of the fruit, because that's what has the kedushas ma'aser sheni that you're trying to be poda. So since that's what has the kedushas ma'aser sheni, you have to figure out the value of the fruit, and the value of the fruit is determined by where the fruit is. Hamevi peros min ha'goren le'ir. If someone brings peros from the goren, the threshing floor, and he brings it to the city where it's going to be kept for a while, the kadayayin min agasli ir, where he brings jugs of wine of Ma'aser Sheni from the wine press, and he brings it to the city where it's going to be stored for a longer term. So normally it's going to cost more in the city than it will out in the field or out by the wine press. Right? You go to the farm and you buy the produce, it's much cheaper than when you buy it in the store. So Shevach L'Sheni, the added value that it has in the city, goes to Ma'aser Sheni, meaning you have to redeem it for the price that it is in the city, for the price that it is in the place where you brought it. V'yitzios mibeso. Aye, but what about the expense of schlepping it from the wine press to the city, from the field to the city? Yeah, that's, you're going to have to incur that expense, meaning even though by incurring that expense, by spending that money to transport it, you elevated the price of the Ma'aser Sheni, you can't deduct the expenses from the value of the Ma'aser Sheni when you're poda it, because right now this is what someone will pay for this Ma'aser Sheni. He's not thinking that he's paying for your transportation, so you can't deduct those expenses, and therefore it all goes to Ma'aser Sheni. Mishnah Beis, poda Ma'aser Sheni kishar hazul. A person could be poda Ma'aser Sheni at a cheap price, meaning at a wholesale price, like the chenveni, the storekeeper, is going to buy at a certain price, lo kemoshu mocher, and it doesn't have to be the price that a storekeeper sells it, which means the retail price, meaning the value of pidyon ma'aser sheni could be at the wholesale prices and not from the retail prices. The Bar Tanur explains shehu lokech bezul kedei listaker, because obviously the wholesale price is cheaper because the chenveni has to make some money, so obviously it's going to be a cheaper price. Not only that, even when you're moving kedushas ma'aser sheni from one money to another, from one coin to another, where it's all money and it's not peros, so money also has different values. Meaning, if you go to a money changer, the money changer has to make some money on the exchange. So kemol shashulchani poret, when you are putting poda ma'aser sheni at the you do it at the value that the money changer uses when he takes change. Meaning when he takes small coins and gives you one larger coin, he takes a bunch of prutos and he gives you some kesef, velo kemoshu mitzarif, and not at the rate that he uses when you give him smaller, when you give him a large coin and he gives you smaller coins. Meaning he might charge 25 ma'os, which are very small silver coins, for one sella, but when he gives ma'os, and when you bring him a sella and he gives ma'os, he's only going to give you 24 ma'os. So when you're exchanging your Ma'aser Sheni coins, you could use the higher rate of 25 ma'os for each sella, meaning because you can go lekula on the pidyon of Ma'aser Sheni. Not only that, they impose in Ma'aser Sheni achsara. A person shouldn't be poda Ma'aser Sheni just by estimating. A person has to be very precise when being poda Ma'aser Sheni, even though we just got through saying that if there are two prices, you could go with the lower price, but it has to be with precision. It has to actually be the lower price. If you don't know how much Maaser Sheni you have, you can't just say, you know, how much would you pay for this basket? It has to be that you know exactly what you have, and you know exactly what it should cost, and you pay the lower price of what it should cost. So, Eshadam of Yudum, Yipada Alpi Eid Echad. If it has known market value, meaning everyone, there's a clear known and knowable market value, then you're poda based on the exact on how much one witness says that it's worth, meaning the mocher himself, who knows the market prices, because that's how he makes his living, is enough to tell you. That's one witness is enough to tell you he's a mumche in terms of determining the price. But if there's no known market value and you need to really get an expert opinion, so then you need to have three merchants give you the market value. Kigon Hayayin Shakaram, like for an example, no clear known market values of wine that begins to sour, or Peiro Shirakivu, or fruit that begins to ra, to Ma'ul Shehechliu, or coins that are starting to become corroded, so they have no clear market value, and therefore you need three Sochrim to determine the market value, meaning it's not a clear market value because it's such a spectrum, meaning wine that's fresh and money that's in perfect condition, so we know what that is. But you know, what if it's not in perfect condition? So there's so many levels of imperfect, so it's very hard to know the exact market value. So that's going to have to be assessed very carefully, and the way to assess that very carefully is by getting three experts to assess. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that if you transport Maaser Sheni produce to from a place where things are cheap to a place where things are expensive, or vice versa, you always are poda based on the price that it is where it is right now. If I'm not mistaken, I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger says that by Demai you could always be Mekele, you don't have to do that, but by regular Maaser Sheni, and if you bring payros from the threshing floor to the city, or from the wine press to the city, you pulled out the price in the city, even though you incurred some expense in transporting it to the city. Then in Mishnah Beis, we said that when determining the price, you can go with the wholesale price, and you can go with the cheaper price that the money changer has, but you have to be precise in measuring that price. How do you measure with precision? So something that has a market value, you just ask a storekeeper, and that's enough. But if it's something that doesn't have a clear known market value, like wine that's begun to sour, or money that's begun to corrode, then you need three experts in order to determine its true market value. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.